Second Samuel 6. Oh, classes, so I don't have any. Ooh. Anybody have reading glasses? 2.5 or something? Well, you got exit. Okay, here we go. May I do it? What? Is it? They really super? Yeah, that'll work. We are at 2 Samuel 6, 12 through to 16. And national holiday, and this is what we are looking at tonight, Thanksgiving, and the fact that our country decided, like the Jewish people were instructed by God, to have three festivals a year. Exodus 23:14. Let's put that verse up. I think I got it right. Exodus 23:14. Is it up there? Yeah, there it is. Okay. Three times you shall keep a feast unto me in the year. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. That was one of them. So three times a year. And what is the meaning of the nation having a feast together? President Washington, December 8th, 1795, Join with me in profound gratitude to the author of all good for the extraordinary blessings we enjoy. Is it too much to say that our country exhibits a spectacle of national happiness never surpassed, if ever before equaled? With sincere acknowledgement to heaven and pure love to our country, to unite our efforts to preserve our immense advantages. I love these historical statements, and this being at the root of our history. And so when we think of Jewish people having these festivals, and in their history times when they stopped and they came together, and this is one with David in 2 Samuel 6:12. It was told King David, saying, "The Lord hath blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him because of the ark of God." So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. Is that up? There we go. Good. Thank you. And it was so that when they that bear the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. Why food? Why food? Why oxen and fatlings? And why bread? And why did they do this? Look at verse 14. David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod. I think we are generally thankful people. This is the work of the Spirit in our hearts. I believe being thankful can change my life. I believe if I am kind of hurt, negative, complaining easily, blaming others, I believe all of that kind of life can happen to any of us. But I also know that if I can change that and the Spirit fill me, and it'll be the Spirit of thanksgiving. So we have praise, thanksgiving in the Psalms. We have it in our New Testament. We are always taught 1 Thessalonians 1. Paul said he was thankful for the Thessalonians, thankful for the Philippians, praising God for the Ephesians, very thankful for the churches, and so are we. We can go through the world tonight and say names. Actually, I said to a few folks here by phone, could you have some names ready, 5 or 10 names, and I'll call upon you during the message, and I just want you to read off the names of people. We could go through 100 names of people without a lot of trouble around the world and here in our auditorium. My granddaughter Mika is here from Finland. That's good to see her over there. My other granddaughter Lulu is here too, from Hawaii, and so on. So that's it. And we have family members that are visiting tonight from different places. Being thankful for people, thankful for the days that God has given us, thankful for our purpose in life, thankful for our work, to think that God, we watch God working, we have so much. So now the question is, collectively, when we are together and we have a feast like we have tomorrow, what's the meaning? Look at verse 14. David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. This is really very cool that God is saying, be emotional, be excited, dance, blow trumpets, make some noise. What I have done and who I am in your midst. Verse 16. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. That not everybody is in the game. Not everybody is into it. Not everybody understands it. This is another type of person. This is a person on the outside and despising the joy, the freedom, the thankfulness. So that is there written, isn't it? That's a reality about life. We don't have to pay much attention to it, but we have our celebration with our hearts. I want you to see another one is Esther chapter 8. As you know the story, the Jews were delivered. Chapter 8, verse 15. Mordecai is delivered from Haman. Haman is executed. His sons are executed. The Jews are delivered from this oppression. Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel, a blue and white, verse 15. Royal apparel, blue and white. I love it how the ladies really do the dinner table and they put things out. And I love it in the holiday season. I love it our convention here. And isn't the patio out there, the brick patio, or what is it called? Courtyard, or the fence, the lights up on the hill, and so on. Verse 15, blue and white, with great crown of gold and with a garment of fine linen and purple, and the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. They were delivered. They were delivered. What was the word that they used when they came out of Egypt in the Passover? Help me, come on. They dance around the table. What did they say? That's it. What is it? Die, die. Yeah, come on up, and we have a microphone. because I can't hear. Yeah, go ahead. Who knows it? Raise your hand. Go ahead, Kathy.
Die, die, denu.
Okay. All right, so they have the Passover table, and the Jew is dressed up with real, you know, real nice clothes, and they dance around the table. What is the meaning of that phrase?
I think it's in thankfulness and praising the Lord.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I once was a slave, but now look at me. I am free. And actually, maybe you could say, he has taken care of me. He has made me rich. He has blessed me. It's a festivity, a festival. It's a statement. It's like really thankfulness, really to be thankful. You know, when you have little, sometimes I think this is a simple illustration, but if you were on the moon, what would you have on the moon? What you don't have is water, air, nothing green. What do you have when you're on the moon? You're going to die if you, you know, don't have your suit on. What do you have on the moon? Like virtually nothing. But on the earth, what do you have? You have air. You have green. You have blue. You have water. You have food. You have plants, insects, birds. What do we have here? We could have nothing. Even worse, we could go to hell because of our sin. As the angels left their habitation and are judged by God, so man committing sin could be judged by God without a life. But he gives us 70 years as an unbeliever, 70 years of blessing as an unbeliever. God gives rain to the just and the unjust, sunshine to the just and the unjust. This is called common grace. Oh, to be thankful and to live in a country like this. You know, we were in another country a week ago, and the last night the police came and shut it down. And I was thinking, is it because of COVID? No, it wasn't. It happens. It's shut down, but we are not shut down. We have our freedom. We have our books. We have our church. We have our food. We have life. How about our health care? What amazing thing that what we have in our health care. I don't need to remind you of all this, but why not say it and celebrate what we have and be thankful for all that we have? Our refrigerators are packed. Our gas tanks are full or will be. We travel miles, 55 million people flying this weekend. What kind of wealth is in this country? What kind of things do we have? What kind of freedom and education and choices that we have? Oh, I think it's amazing. But not only common grace, but we have saving grace. We have been redeemed, washed in the blood, our name in the book, called by God, remembered by heaven, never forsaken. Never left alone. Even when we die, God's sending angels to take us away in Luke 16. Even when we die and we pass through the valley of the shadow, we are so, how about this? All things work together for good to them that are called. What about that promise? Exceeding great and precious promises. This means that Thanksgiving is a way of thinking, in a way of living and celebrating. Let's go to one more. Let's see, it's in Nehemiah, where they built the 12, I believe. They built the wall at Nehemiah's time. And let's see, 12:43. Also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God has made them rejoice with great joy. The wives also and the children rejoiced, all the families. Great rejoicing. Wow. Just rejoicing. Every graduation we have, isn't it? Kindergarten graduation, high school graduation, Bible college graduation, all the kinds of the weddings that happen, all of the times, the festivities and the things that we do and how we think. Why? Why? Because God has given us his favor. He has blessed us in so many ways. Tomorrow, think about people and think about all the things that the Lord has done for us, and be thankful with each other, and believers and unbelievers alike, and be kind to each other and encourage each other. And I'm sure off to the side, somebody in the family will get in a little talk off to the side that might be searching their heart and talking about something that troubles them or a question that they have. It's a time of rejoicing and of connection with people. And then look at finishing up here, it says, verse 44, at that time were some appointed over the chambers for the treasures, for the offerings, for the first fruits, for the tithes, to gather into them out of the fields of the cities, the portions of the law for the priests and Levites. You see, the Jews had been far away from God. They went into captivity in Babylon, and a small percentage, I think 3%, returned. And now they want to get their act together, so to speak. They want to get right with God. They want to return to God. They want to not worship idols, but come back to God. And so this is what Nehemiah and Ezra are doing. And so it says here that they Judah rejoiced for the priests and for the Levites that waited. And both the singers and the porters kept the word of their God and the word of the purification according to the commandment of David and of Solomon, his son. All right, so in closing, let's see. I asked Jen Lynch. Okay, Jen, yeah. Do you have a few names? And then come on down front here. Avery, come on down front. And then I asked Avery, Gary Grunwald. I don't know who else did I ask. Randy Rollins. Just come on down. Just say the names of these people that's in your heart.
I was just like thinking back in my life and who I'm thankful for. So, of course, it starts with my mom, because without her, I wouldn't be here. But more than that, without her, I wouldn't be here, probably. I might not be saved. I wouldn't be in this ministry. I wouldn't know God like I do. And then I thought of Pastor Morrison, who was my pastor as a teenager, and just his investment in my life. And then Pastor Doug and Beth Wombolt, the same. They were my first youth leaders. Pastor Love, who was the youth pastor for my husband, myself, and both my kids. And he's still a youth pastor. He's timeless. And then I thought of my husband, who's like the most unselfish person I know. And just his poured out life for the kids and the school, and just his ministry to so many that we saw on display last night. I'm just really thankful for him. And my kids, who are grown up now and are my friends, you know, and their love for people and their friendship to people And then I thought of all my friends. I'm so blessed with so many friends, but especially Bree Wire, because she's just like the most unselfish and giving person I know. And then I thought of Pastor Schaller, and I get the great privilege of working with him. And he is like the most incredible person in the world. Like his love and care for people. It doesn't matter who you are. He genuinely cares and loves and shepherds this flock, and we are all grateful for that.
I think I got your glasses. Okay, I have my list of heroes. I have Tim and Val.
Over here.
Tim and Val. And Georgiana, her daughter. I have Pat Calisi.
Yeah.
These are heroes. How about Steve Sherman?
Yes.
How about Pastor Jeff McEwen? People I'm thinking of. Heroes. How about Olivia Vieder? How about John Odahara?
Yeah.
And the three, Bonnie, Evie, and Lorraine. Yeah. And a good friend, Harry Weisskopf, Pastor Harry. Love you guys.
I was supposed to come up with some names too, and I wrote them down. I'm so thankful for so many people, and I, you know, just writing them down, I was like, oh man, how many, you know, it's just going on and on and on. But let me see if I can come with my the people just without looking at it. So my parents, my mother, my father, and my brother are first. My wife, Corelia, of course. Actually, she was first, and then my parents. But I'm going through my memory here. But and then of course her parents, my in-laws. So Mariuka and Pastor Mike Walsh, and then there's my family that's down here, my Aunt Mary, my Aunt Kathy, my Uncle Gary, my Uncle Jerry and their children, my cousins Liz Grenwald, actually Liz Orsi now, Nick, and then Matt LaFlame, Dave LaFlame, love those guys. And then I'm just thankful for so many people. Like I work with Amanda, and Leanne, and Amal, and Pastor Bill, and they're just amazing. And then everyone else I work with is just, you know, amazing. And Scott Dubé and West are housing me and my wife right now, and that's just so, I'm so thankful for that. I mean, I could go on. Stephen Diamond, Ryan Green, Jesse Fires, everyone, you know, in classes that I take classes with. Anu and Emma, Ryan Regan, I mean, now I just look around and I'm just like, you know, oh man, Billy Pfeiffer, the outreach team in Perry Hall, North Bertram Pereira, just goes on. You know, I'm going to stop because I think it was 10. So I don't know where I was with that. But
okay, I got 10 too. As I saw Pastor Love on stage tonight, he says, when I think of you, I think of Faith Promise. I wonder why. I'll tell you about that in a second. Pastor Ronaldo calls me the face of Faith Promise. Can you say that three times without stuttering? The face of Faith Promise. Face. Okay. Yeah, three people I was thankful for, and this is literally 10 people I'm thankful for. I'm excluding my family. But, and I'll give a little reason why. Paul Lipset, just totally. Is that Tim Roberge over there? Pay attention, okay? Pay attention. I'm thankful for you. The miracle that happened in his life at GGCA when his parents moved down here, I got to see the transformation in his life and what happened in his life at GGCA. It was amazing. It was amazing what happened, Tim. Paul Lipset, just his love for the word and his gentle spirit. My dear friend, Steve DeVries. What a guy. John Whalen, his face, his love for truth. Man. Tom Donnelly, the way you greet us. Tom Donnelly, thank you. Dan Dunbar, the way he, at his age and his career or whatever, the way he went to the mission field, it just speaks volumes to me all the time when I think of him. Bob Swartz, the way he continues. Stephen Stein, what a man. Stephen Stein, guy loves truth. Lorraine Machula, for your confession, you got doubled up tonight, but I don't know where you are, but I tell you, you're just, your confession is amazing. Ara Shishmanian, the way he edifies. He out-edifies anybody I know. And he's the only one that knows how to handle his sister-in-law. Okay. There's a tandem here. There's a tandem here that just extremely blesses me. It's Cedric Tanksley. He's on one bookend, and the other bookend, his son Jaden. I don't know what it is. I see them, and I'm comforted. Jaden is this young guy. It looks like he doesn't, you know, he gets his share at the dinner table, but he's confident, joyful. And you feel secure around him. If I see him, I just feel secure. I'm serious. He just makes me feel secure. I wrote down, but I crossed it off, but I want to mention it, is the security's greeting. The way the security greets us, I don't know. Like, it just is amazing, friendly with authority. It's just like so thankful for that. And then... the missions office, if you ever had a chance to work in the missions office, it's extremely dynamic. It's extremely dynamic, and just all the personality and the spirituality, it is just it's a roller coaster ride in the missions office. It's just absolutely, and it's so diverse. I'm so thankful for what I've learned in the missions office. It's amazing. So those are just some people I'm thankful for.